to 44. Jesse Stone. Kahan said, "Heard you've had a little excitement in paradise today." "I wouldn't call it excitement. I wouldn't call it little. We've had some here today, too." That got Jesse's attention. "How so?" "A little over a month ago, a young woman named Belinda Yankton was snatched out of her luxury building's garage in the same part of town the Hunsickers live in."
"Vineland Park Village?"
"Exactly."
Jesse wasn't in the mood for 20 questions. "And this has to do with us how?"
"I'm getting there, Stone. Patience. I don't have much of that left to spread around today."
Kahan sighed loudly in Jesse's ear. "Okay, but the details are important."
"I'm listening."
"This morning, the Yankton woman escaped from her captor. She was found nude and hysterical on a street in West Dallas. Seems she'd been the prisoner of a man this whole time. He kept her naked, tied to a workbench with leather restraints around her wrists and ankles. Kept her pretty drugged up most of the time, but not the whole time. Sound like a familiar M.O.?"
Jesse could feel heat rising beneath his skin. "Was she sexually assaulted?"
"No, she says her captor claimed he never did that sort of thing."
"Then why the abduction?"
"You'll love this. The guy said it was because she'd been rude to him. She spilled his Shiner Bock on him at a famous barbecue place here in town. He felt she hadn't been properly apologetic and thought she needed to be taught a lesson in manners."
The heat beneath Jesse's skin had nearly reached the surface.
"Did he hurt her?"
"Not physically, but he tormented her psychologically."
"Did she get a look at him?"
"I thought you'd never ask," Kahan said.
"I'm asking now."
"I think you already know the answer."
"Peepers."
"It was him, Stone, no doubt. The Dallas PD have already matched prints he left in the building he was renting to those on file for this particular Mr. Doe. You were right."
"How do you find all this intel out without tipping off the locals about Jen?"
"Don't worry, Stone. No one knows we're looking for Peepers or why. I have sources inside all the local PDs. They answer my question, not the other way around. You'd be amazed at what tickets to a Cowboys game can get you."
"Not really. So he's definitely down there in Dallas?" Jesse asked, wondering who the man in the center could have been.
"Probably."
That surprised Jesse.
"Probably?"
"There was no sign of Peepers when the cops searched the building. It looked as if he'd cleared out a day or two earlier, but he left evidence behind of what he'd been up to."
"Evidence of what?"
"You won't like it."
"I'll add it to the list. Evidence of what, Kahan?"
"Metal shavings, gunpowder, drill bits."
"Pipe bombs," Jesse said.
"Seems out of character for him."
"Maybe so, but there were also rags with gun oil. He's planning something.
I think the Yankton woman was a sideshow, something to keep him occupied while he prepped."
"But you said he's probably down there, not definitely."
"The woman says he'd been drugging her so much lately that she had lost track of time," Kahan said. "She can't be sure of the last time she saw him. It might have been yesterday or 3 days ago. She wasn't completely coherent. All she could say with any clarity was that he wasn't there when she came to this morning."
Jesse didn't like the sound of it. Something about the woman's escape didn't feel right to him, but he kept his doubts to himself. Instead, he delivered a bombshell of his own. He explained about the shot-out tire, the hand-delivered envelope, and its contents. Then said, "Peepers might be dead."
Kahan didn't overreact. His voice was calm. "Was he the fatality in the police chase and explosion in paradise?"
"News travels fast."
"Bad news even faster," Kahan said. "Or is this good news?"
"Possibly. General description and M.O. fit Peepers, but we can't be certain it was him. The car and the deceased were the epicenter of the explosion, and the fire's still burning. I'm not sure there'll be enough of him left to do easy DNA analysis with. It'll take a lot of sifting.
And there's no chance CSU will have access to the scene until tomorrow, earliest. It'll be a while until you get results, even under the best-case scenario. That's unfortunate. I did retrieve a weapon at the scene I believe to be the .22 he's been using. It's being tested as we speak. You are still coming, Kahan said after a long silence. Uh-huh. You would have been good at my former profession, Stone. Until you have irrefutable evidence to the contrary, always assume your target is operational. Jesse didn't much like that compliment, but as before, he just added it to the ever-growing list.